This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hi, how's it going?
Oh my god, hey.
Do I have anything of interest to tell you?
You're off on your holidays again?
No, I actually don't have anything interesting to tell you. Getting up at 3:30 in the morning. Woo!
Half three tomorrow.
Yeah. And there's a girl, my friend's little sister's moving into my house for the next few days.
Oh yeah, it's mine, Seamus.
Yeah, she's such a little
dope. Your friend's little sister?
Yeah.
Who's friend? Which friend?
Meg's.
Oh, right.
My friend just shifted, Dave.
Woo!
He's like, little sister, you say.
Megan, he shifted my friend Megan before.
And so it's her little sister.
Right, yeah, okay, yeah. So you need to work your way through.
Oh, haven't I shifted, lads, what?
You do have a coloured history.
No, I do not.
You do have a coloured
I've only ever kissed two girls.
Yes.
One was Meg, apparently, and the other is Pippa.
And the other is your mom.
On the cheek.
Yes.
Yeah, so basically, I'm kind of in, like, I don't know, mom mode myself, mom mode.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do I want to kind of get, put a few bits in the fridge for the week, but I don't know what
she needs. Yeah, that's always a lovely touch.
She's about 20 to 20.
Get some baby bells. All girls love baby bells.
Yeah, baby bells.
Get some cream crackers.
Lovely, good shout.
Some real butter.
Sorry.
I'm just, this is my
for a
20 list.
Year old.
Why? What's wrong?
Get them a bag of cans.
Yeah, okay.
A Colin the Caterpillar cake.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know, get them a few one of them, you know, windmills that you blow.
Go on, what would, if you were minding someone's house, what would you be like, oh, I hope they have this in their press?
Kinder bars,
like Bueno or Maxi?
Maxi.
Yeah, someone said, whatever's in this house you work away with and you do what you want. What are you rooting for?
Kinder bars. I'm just going on what the family that I used to babysit for had.
Right, okay.
Kinder bars, Maxi ones. Mini bags. Like, I don't want a foot big bag. Loads and loads and loads of mini bags of Haribo. Like, mini bags. Mm. I want to be able to tear open the packet and empty the whole packet
down the gullet in one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She's not babysitting, so she can have a drink. She can have, you know what I mean?
It's just a shame.
A bit of gin. Maybe a bit of ice in the thing. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Sorry, my babysitters used to have full-on sessions when I was younger. And then my parents would come back and drink further with them.
Class.
Like, honestly, good times.
Gone are the days. God be with the days. And I turned out all right.
Yeah.
1038. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Spins.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. What's happening?
Good morning.
Gang's all here. It's Emma, Dave, and Fiona. What's the story?
How are we?
Good.
I was in Marley Park yesterday for the first time in ages because naturally I've been away, and it's a building site in parts, of course.
For Longitude.
Which is always just the sign that summer is really, really here.
Summer.
Well, Longitude, yes, but I suppose on top of that too, it kicks off in a couple of weeks' time. You've got Olivia Rodrigo there.
Oh, yeah. I forgot there's always a few gigs before Longitude,
around
isn't
that.
There?
Yeah. There's someone else we won't mention on the 28th.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
First of July, Noah Kahan.
Okay.
Which we go crack. And then, of course, you're gearing up for Longitude. And that's it this year. I feel like there was more last year. But anyway,
it's just three at Longitude.
Is that the way it normally goes?
I don't know.
I know Hosey was there last year, so were Kings of Leon. I can't think of who the third. Oh, it was a Sister Sledge or something. I don't know. No, I think it
could have been Sister Sledge. I feel like it could have been.
Mm.
I do remember. I feel like Sister Sledge supported Bruno Mars when we were there.
That's why I'm thinking of Sister Sledge.
Yeah.
I'm wrong.
And do you remember the other support was at Bruno Mars that year? DNCE.
Oh my god, it
Joe Jonas's band.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a very high profile.
Me and Emma have seen DNCE, just so you know.
I can't believe I'm only learning about this now.
Fiona, we saw Cake by the Ocean Life.
Yeah,
no,
we did.
I know.
And they had one more. Was it toothpaste or something?
Oh, of course it was. Of course
toothpaste
it was. Toothpaste
Cake by
was
the
it toothpaste,
Ocean.
Yeah.
What a time. It definitely wasn't Sister Sledge last year. It was some kind of rock band. I can't remember. Primal Scream?
I mean, you can always assume it's Nile Rodgers and Chic. If
that's
it's
very true.
Gig.
When in doubt.
Yeah. It always fascinates my little brain, though. In the middle of Marley Park, in the main kind of green, there's a stream. And every year you go to a gig and you're like, where's the stream? It disappears.
Oh, really?
So the work last night was, I don't know what they're doing to the stream, but that's where the building site mainly is getting the stream covered.
Ah, okay.
So do you think it's someone standing over the stream?
Like,
they laid it.
Yeah, they lay something down.
They put in a dam.
Whoa. Technology is crazy.
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 is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
A reminder, 10 o'clock this morning and every day this week on Michaela's show. She's here between 10 and 3. You can win your weekend passes to Longitude. Keep your money and win them on Spin, I say.
Nice.
That's she's what here I from. Say
That's
too.
What I say. She's wow. here from 10.
Now, I think we're what, like 3 years since we had a pandemic?
When did it all wrap, lads?
Was it 2022?
I guess, yeah.
Well, I feel like 2022.
We now have an epidemic.
Oh.
The epidemic is the grey squirrel.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes, thank you. That's exactly what I wanted, but I couldn't find the sound.
Ah, you're not very good,
yeah,
Dave.
The sound effect.
Radio.
Dun, dun, dun. The grey squirrel.
What's the story with them?
Oh, God, they're little feckers.
Right.
Right. Like, a couple of weeks ago, I decided I'm old now. I'm going to get really, really into bird watching.
Aww.
Oh, that's
I was
nice.
Like, just another phase of life
Noble
for
hobby.
Me. And I thought, I'm going to get a little bird feeder. I'm going to hang it up on the clothes
line.
You
opened it in the studio.
I know, I was so buzzing with it.
Yeah.
And so I went, and I specifically went to this pet shop, and I was like, do you do birds and feeds, whatever? And they're like, no. And I was like, they were like only for specific birds. I had to go to a hardware store.
You're like, so you do birds?
Yeah, but it was only for like specific like pet birds.
I mean,
it
wasn't for exotic actual. Birds.
Exactly, it wasn't just for like normal birds. And so they were like, go to this shop, and it was a hardware shop, and they were like, yeah, no problem. So I bought this giant bag of seed. It was only a tenner, which was great. And I filled up the thing. And every day, I'd come home from work, and I'd be like, I haven't seen it yet, but it's coming.
I'm waiting.
It's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming. It's coming. And it was about a week, and I had to ring my girlfriend's dad because he has loads of bird feeders in his garden. I was like, Bobby, they're not seeing it. Like I was like, what? I was like, how do I like?
Why
I need,
don't they love me?
I need a marketing campaign, like so the birds know it's in my garden.
You need a laser shooting up from it.
Exactly.
How you lads pop into?
I need
my
one
garden.
Of those lads on Grafton Street where it's like Starbucks this yes. way. Do you know what I mean?
You need one of those big wavy things outside car dealerships yeah. for birds.
So I rang him and he was like, they just don't know it's there. Give them a couple of days.
Oh.
And I was like, right,
that's
okay.
So cute. Literally, you were like, why aren't they calling to me?
I thought I was doing something wrong. Literally, the second I hung up, there was birds.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? So it was great. So I was happy and I was watching them for a couple of days. And then...
What did you get? The standard, the magpies, the pigeons?
No, really, really small birds. Like really small, like colourful birds. And I was buzzing about it. So there was like, there was robins, obviously, which I always enjoy. Because you're like, how are you, auntie? You know what I mean? Whoever's dead.
It's either, how are you, auntie, or how are you, Santy?
Yeah. I've never heard the Santy one. That's interesting.
It's like, oh, the robins are checking in to see everyone's behaving.
Stop, I've never heard that. That's very cute.
And
All
it just rhymes.
Yes, it does. So there was, and there's others, like tiny little birds. There's one that's blue and yellow, and there's one that's green and stuff.
Jeez.
And they're really interesting.
Any blue tits?
Well, that's what I think one of them is.
Very
yeah, yeah.
Nice.
And so I was really happy, but they were very, like, they weren't that often. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And so anyway, then the big birds, the pigeons, started coming out.
No.
And the seagulls haven't really found it yet, but mainly the pigeons. So the pigeons are whatever. And then there's the crows. The crows are huge. I don't know who's feeding the crows.
I like a crow because you don't see them around as much as a magpie or a pigeon these days.
Yeah.
And you know what? You're like, a crow has always been around. They're sounds like.
Yeah,
a bit of respect for the OG.
Yeah,
so I was kind of like, I don't really want that, but look, it's fine. And to be honest, they're not on top of the bird feeder because the bird feeder is too small for them to stand on.
Right,
you know what I mean? So they just wait for food to drop down from it.
Oh, like a chump.
Yeah, but then the grey squirrel has come in. And every single time I walk into the house now and I look through the hallway into the back garden, I can see at least 3 grey squirrels in my garden. And they are, what they're doing is climbing up onto the clothesline and basically shaking the bird feeder
Legends.
To spill all the food onto the ground. And then when there's no food left, do you know what they do?
What?
They take off the bird feeder and throw a tantrum. They throw it down the garden.
No, they don't.
3 times. They have taken... 3 times they have taken the bird feeder off the line when there's no food in protest. To be like, David, fill it up, please. Ring-a-ding-ding.
Well, sorry, that's brilliant. A bit of entertainment.
No, it's not, because they're killing the birds. Every day I walk out and there's about 700 feathers on the floor. I'm like, oh, something bad's after happening.
Oh, no, they're literally killing
Oh, they're killing the birds. They are... bad people.
Do squirrels have that in their power? I know the grey ones.
Grey squirrels are bad squirrels. They killed all the red squirrels in Ireland.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, so, all the grey squirrels killed all the red squirrels.
But you, because they carry diseases that kill the red squirrels.
Oh, they're not
They didn't. Yeah.
Because they seem vicious.
Scrappy.
Well. Yeah, plus they're not scared of me at all, which is really getting to me.
Oh, they're like seagulls. They're like Dublin seagulls.
Yeah, literally.
Okay, so, but you think they are having physical altercations with the birds,
just
and
purely
that's where
from the feathers
coming from. You need to set up a little calm out there, a little ring doorbell.
Yeah, I was thinking about doing that, you know. But, you know, I've just... actually, I was saying I think about doing that. I've actually just punished them. I've taken it in. I've taken in the bird feeder. I'm not getting any more food.
No one gets to enjoy.
I will turn this car around and I'm getting an anti-squirrel bird feeder. Timu loves to see me coming, lads. Loves to see me coming.
Consumerism ends. Don't say I didn't warn you. What?
Oh my God.
Okay. What? Perfect.
Here we go.
Ed Sheeran. Quicker than Sarah Jessica Parker, which is what I had to do last week. Okay, guys, I'm getting good at these now. Well, allegedly. There are three Ed Sheeran stories that I bring to you today, and therefore we have ourselves a little Ed Sheeran corner.
Beautiful!
He's just brought out new music. He's riding on the back of some lad's moped around... hey, not what you think, Emma.
There's a lot of room now, in fairness.
Yes. No. And he does be flat out, as we've always said about Ed.
That's he never stops.
He never stops.
New music's great.
Yes, yes. And now that he's gotten other people on the collab,
yeah.
It's good.
Right, nice change from the sadness.
Let's dive into Ed Sheeran Corner.
First up, an uncanny Ed Sheeran lookalike has been forced to become a hermit because he keeps getting mobbed by Ed Sheeran fans.
Sugar.
Ty Jones, who is the spitting image of the Lego House singer, claims his life is far from perfect.
Hey,
because he has to wear a disguise whenever he leaves his home. Now, he says he has to wear a disguise. He's a professional Ed Sheeran impersonator. And all the pictures of him in the article are him dressed exactly like Ed Sheeran, holding a guitar, standing beside a large portrait of Ed Sheeran, which appears to be his oven backsplash.
I cannot tell you like how much... I'm just Googling. This guy is clearly trying his absolute best to look like Ed Sheeran.
Yeah. It's like, how much are you trying to escape this? It says he has to go out like wearing a disguise. He loved COVID because he got to wear a mask. His daughter thinks he's Ed Sheeran. when his daughter sees pictures of Ed, she's like, there's daddy. And also, but like he makes it his job. He was at a boxing match in Saudi Arabia.
I remember this. I remember the YouTube video.
Yeah, and he was, instead of a ring girl, Saudi Arabia were looking for a tasteful alternative. So they got a Ed Sheeran alternate
lookalike. Wow.
To go up and like do the ring bit.
I think they actually thought it was Ed Sheeran though.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and that's why they were like, oh, you're here. Great, because he walked into the stadium. Everyone went mental and all the security were like, we need to get him up to ringside now. Otherwise, it's going to be like a stampede. And so they brought him up and then they were like...
So he's just up there being like...
It's mad though, because you're getting the, like, he's getting the, what would you say, like the celebrities, benefits. Say, for example, get the benefits of their fame, but then when they don't want it, they can't switch it off. So he doesn't necessarily have that level of fame, but it is his job and he can't turn it off
either. Exactly. There was a picture of him looking sad in Costa with a coffee and a can of Monster being like, I can't leave my house. And I was like, do you know what? You could have had the Monster at home.
You could have.
You didn't need to go out to consume
a good good Ed Sheeran corner for a story, by the way.
Thank you. I sense that means move.
Although it wasn't really about Ed Sheeran, it was about Ty Jones.
Yeah, but next up, so Ty Jones can't leave his house. Ed Sheeran can't leave his either because a big cat is feared to be on the prowl near Ed's country estate.
What do you mean? Like a house cat? Like a wild animal?
Not a house cat. Not a Maine Coon. There have been spottings of a large black animal walking up and down the tree line at the end of a neighbour's garden living near Ed Sheeran. A panther-like
feline. I was about to say, is it a panther?
That's what's been spotted.
Panthers in England?
Well, apparently it's a big thing. So over the years, there's been loads of alleged sightings of panthers and big cats in the UK.
What?
So there's a full theory. Like, some people think they're escaped pets. Uh-huh. Do you know, like, there's probably some crazies in the UK, like Tiger King vibes, who probably do have a panther or two in the basement. Mm. And then there's another theory that they're illegally released from a zoo by people who are like, free the animals until the panther attacks. And then they're like, I was only joking about
that.
Oh,
I'd say his wife is delighted they're locked in the house. She never sees him. He's always running around the world.
Exactly. Well, if you were thinking, geez, I might see a snap of the panther, maybe Ed will put up a picture of that now. No, he won't, because he has no phone.
No, he still doesn't.
That's his yes. And he's just really hammered down on that now. He brought out that song, Old Phone and everything. He was doing an interview in Madrid recently, some TV show while he was on tour there. And he said that an iPad bed is his means of communication, but its size ensures he's not under the obligation of having to carry it around. And
he's
constantly
an iPad baby.
Yeah, he's a Facebook mom. He sets aside a slot of time once a week to answer calls via FaceTime and do a few texts. But he says that's how he gets to be creative.
All right, very good. And our last Ed Sheeran story?
That was three, baby boy.
Oh, was that three?
But, yeah.
Kind of, last two kind of merged into one there.
They did. That was how I did that segue. So that's a no.
It was the third story that he doesn't have a phone. Yeah. All right, welcome to 2008, everybody.
This is Birds of a Feather.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Billie Eilish and Birds of a Feather on Spin Morning.
Do you see who she's going out with now?
Yeah, a lad.
Yeah, but it's the lad from those crap. Do you remember the books that it was a John Green wrote, and they're all crap? Fault in Our Stars and False Maps and all those kind of things.
Right.
Whatever it was, maybe it wasn't John Green. Maybe it was Hank Green. I'm not actually sure.
Hand cream.
Hank Green. Not hand cream.
For a lady who loves moist hands.
How are you fact checking me there?
No, I'm just checking in on name and all.
There was a movie out called, I think it was like Paper Towns or something like that, and it was with Cara Delevingne, and he was the main guy in it. And now she's dating him.
Yeah, he's a very good looking boy.
Do you think?
Well, actually, sorry, I said close look. Sorry.
It's all well and good being bisexual until it's time to date a woman. Isn't that what they say?
But I was also like, because I seen that online as well, and I was a little bit like, but that's what bisexual means.
I know, but come on, it's Pride Month.
Get with a girl, Billy.
Between her and JoJo. We're Emma, Dave and Fiona, and as it's Tuesday, it's time for this.
Oh,
hell yeah.
Welcome along. It is Top 10 Tuesday. We do this every Tuesday on the show, and this is where this morning it'll be me giving you a topic.
Ooh.
And you, Dave and Fiona, have to fill in what you think the top 10 of that topic might be. Now, in the past, over the last number of weeks and months, we've done the last 10 performers of the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah.
Which you think, oh my God.
It was really tough, actually. It was much tougher than you think it was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hard for us because we're not very bright.
No, exactly.
The most populated countries in the world and loads more. Now, this is how this is going to work, but you listening, make sure to listen up because you can get involved as well. But for now, Dave and Fiona, you've got three lives each and you'll take turns to try and complete the top 10 list. You'll get a point for each correct answer and you will lose a life if something that you mention isn't in the top 10.
Yeah.
All right?
Gotcha.
So three strikes and you're out, and if you can't fill the whole 10, we will throw it out to you listening on WhatsApp, as you know, 087-711-1038, and you'll get some IMC cinema passes for every gap you fill in. Are we good to go?
Yeah, let's do it.
This week.
Oh, go on.
Can I just say as well, before I say any more, Fiona, Callum left this for us this week, okay?
Okay.
This was not me.
Is that a hint?
Oh, if it's some sort of football thing, I'm leaving.
Please.
This week, I'm looking for...
No!
The top 10 most followed football clubs.
What?
Football clubs.
Instagram.
Oh, okay.
The top 10 most followed football clubs on Instagram.
Why does he hate me?
I don't know, man. I'm just glad it's you, not me.
So hard here.
All right, Dave. Throw a guess in
there. Yeah, let's go Real Madrid.
Real Madrid is number... One.
Yeah.
Wow.
How? Why? Just the biggest stars? Why do you think it's them?
It's just, it's just football in Spain. It's just huge.
Right,
and Madrid are the best team in the world, I'd imagine.
That's what I was going to say.
I'm not that I'd imagine, but I suppose.
Allegedly.
I don't watch football now myself.
Rumour has it.
I'm more of a tennis fan.
Well, you are.
I am. Any sport. I love. Go on, keep going.
Liverpool.
Liverpool, Fiona, are in at number 7.
I love this. Now.
Sorry, I meant to mention, Real Madrid have 172 million followers. Liverpool have 46 million.
Like, what are you following them for? Like, what did you do? No
we were training today.
I think United have about 55, so they're up the list. Let's go Manchester United.
They're at number 3, Dave, with 64 million.
All right,
64.
Fiona.
Man U. Chelsea?
Oh.
Chelsea just make the cut at number 9.
Oh, very good.
42 million. Well done, lads.
Chelsea.
Barcelona.
Barcelona there at number 2, Dave. We're flying it. 136 million for Barcelona.
All right, so far we've got number 1,
Real
two,
Madrid.
3, 7 and 9.
Correct, though.
What about the Miami guys?
Oh, yeah. Miami...
guys.
Beckham's team, right?
Yeah. Miami pink tops and pennies.
Yeah.
Oh. Strike for Fiona. Not on the top 10 list.
Let's go with... I'm trying to think. Oh, we haven't said Arsenal. Let's go Arsenal.
Why the skinnier teeth are at number 10, Dave, yeah. with 30 million followers. So at the moment, we're looking for number 4, 5, 6, and 8.
Yeah.
All right, if Callum thinks he's so smart, what about Nottingham Forest?
No.
I'm not Callum, so I might as well have a bit of fun.
Absolutely. Enjoy there.
Manchester City,
Dave, come into the list, number 6.
Ooh.
56 mil. Fiona, back to you.
You've only one life left, I think, for you.
Yeah, okay, so should I take it serious?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, wait, who else is in the UK? Tottenham? Hotspurs.
That was going to be my next show.
Was it actually?
Yeah.
That's Fiona out.
Oh!
Okay.
Were they on the list at all? Were they anywhere?
In the top 10, no. That's all I've access to.
No,
this
they're
morning.
Not very good.
All right, I have 3 lives.
You've got 3 lives, so just start throwing them out there. We're looking for number 4, 5, and 8. Can we complete a top 10?
Wow.
Guess is coming in on WhatsApp already.
Let's
obvious
go.
Obvious ones we're missing here.
PSG.
PSG is what's coming in thick and fast, and that, Dave, is at number 4.
Yes.
63 million for PSG.
Dave,
can he do it on his own?
5 and 8.
Oh my God, a message just came in from someone else there who has number 5.
Okay. Okay, I have 3 lives, don't I?
Yeah, you do.
Let's go wild and say Borussia Dortmund.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, crap. Okay.
What about Aston Villa? Aren't people obsessed with them?
No, it wouldn't be Aston Villa. It could be... I'm trying to think of the... Oh, God, I don't know. I'm trying to think of the main teams. French.
Well, we go through where we're at, right? In case then it kind of sparks something.
Yeah.
Number 1, Real Madrid. Number 2, Barcelona. Number 3, Manchester United. Number 6, Manchester City. Number 7, Liverpool. Number 9, Chelsea. And number 10, Arsenal.
And of course... Celtic.
And of course, Celtic. Very niche reference, I love it. All right, let's go with, I don't know, Newcastle.
Throwing
You've
life
one more life.
One more life.
Have a go.
I can't believe it wasn't Borussia Dortmund.
Me neither. We're all shocked.
Let's go. It's either, it could be Roma or it could be Napoli. Let's go with Roma.
Right, that's Dave out. It is over to you. We need
I
you
did
to
well, though, in
you
fairness.
You did really
that was
well.
So good.
5 and 8. How am I forgetting? Who the hell are 5 and 8?
2 teams. Which ones have we missed, okay? Again, just to go through this, we have Dave and Fiona have completed number 1, Real Madrid, 2, Barcelona, 3, Manchester United, 4, PSG, 6, Manchester City, 7, Liverpool, 9, Chelsea, and 10, Arsenal. 5, 8 are missing. You could win some IMC Cinema passes for having a go and filling in the blanks on this. So get in touch.
Please help me out here. This is doing my head in.
087 711 1038 on WhatsApp. Spins fully charged. Recharged. Wiley getting the remix treatment from Jazzy. It's Closer to the Floor on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Welcome. We are in the middle of Top 10 Tuesday, and this morning on the show, we were looking for the top 10 most followed football clubs on Instagram. I wouldn't have had a notion, really. I would
this
have
is
just
doing my head in.
For
the last 10 minutes, I've been like, who is it? Because we're missing only 2 spots.
We're only missing 5 and 8, and Alex thinks he knows.
Help us out here, Alex. What do you think's on the list?
We're just missing 5 and 8. Oh, Juventus.
Juventus. Ah!
Number 5 with 60 million followers.
Yeah, get in there.
Yes, Alex. All right, so now we just need one more to complete the list. You've just won 1 IMC Cinema Pass. Let's see if you can get 2.
Inter Milan.
Crap, how did I not think of that?
We're still looking for number 8. Thank you, Alex.
It's got to be. I finished the list there, Emma. It's got to be AC, is it? It's got to be AC.
It's not AC. Will I just tell you?
Yeah.
Go on, tell us.
It's Bayern Munich.
Bayern Munich, damn it! Oh, Alex, how did we forget?
Alex is sickened.
Oh, very good. Alex, thanks so much for playing. Have a great day.
Solo cinema date for Alex.
No problem. See you. Have a good day.
Bye.
I'm so disappointed in myself.
Dave, you did very well.
I know, but they asked for 8. They asked for 10. I only gave 8.
Okay. All right. Well, actually, technically, I gave 2 of those.
Okay? anyone would have got them.
All right, the top 10 list. We go through it?
Right. Real Madrid at number 1, 172 million. Then we got Barcelona. We got Manchester United. We got PSG. We got Juventus, Manchester City, Liverpool, Bayern Munich, 9th Chelsea, and coming in at number 10 is Arsenal.
Listen, it was one of our most successful, to be honest with you,
brilliant.
Without looking for help.
Yeah.
1038 Dublin. Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Nation.
Hello and how are you?
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
What are we? Tuesday?
Tuesday today, Dave, yeah.
It's my Monday.
It's your Monday today.
I did something stupid Less over catchy. The weekend. Very stupid over the weekend. We were sitting there and I was like, oh, we'll watch How to Train Your Dragon.
You know, I love that animated movie.
You've seen the movie?
My niece adores it, yeah. Okay. I think I've seen it twice or three times.
Can you name the dragon?
She has a toy of him. What's his name?
Toothless.
Toothless?
Yeah.
Toothless. Not a tooth in the lad's head.
Can you train him?
Yeah. So I went and I watched that. And I was just like, actually, this is in the cinema at the moment. They've made a live action thing. Mm-hmm. And so we watched that and I was like, oh, we'll go and we'll see How to Train Your Dragon, the live action, later on. Do you know what I mean? And I know that sounds stupid, but I stupidly thought that it would be a different movie and it maybe would be a bit more grown up and it would be a little bit more action filled.
But in fairness, like The Jungle Book, the live action is okay, it's not scary, but like it might frighten kids
a little bit.
Has some dark things.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's different lines, different shots.
Yeah.
This was shot for shot. Word for word,
identical.
How to Train Your Dragon.
Wow.
Supposed to be live action. Now, little bit of a spoiler, dragons aren't real, okay?
What?
So, live action is basically you're just watching CGI for the entire movie.
Of course you are,
which is basically another word for animation. Uh-huh. I watched two... I basically watched How to Train Your Dragon twice. One with a little bit more high quality.
Dave, that's
what
not
I watched.
Good.
Well, I was thinking of bringing them.
It was crap. Don't go see it. It was terrible.
Okay, all right. I was going to say, okay, there's my answer. Would my niece like it as a big How to Train Your Dragon fan and a big
TV fan? I was thinking that as well. Like, would they like it? Like, because it's real graphics and all, the dragons can actually be quite scary. Like, so,
right, okay, yeah.
Like if it was a little kid, but it's word for word, shot for shot. They're not that scary when they're animated because even a kid knows it's animated.
But isn't that the same as all of them? Like, as in Lion King, it's the same script. No?
I've never ever seen a movie where it was word for word, shot for shot. Like, it was literally a carbon copy. It was like, just make this real.
ChatGPT, like.
Literally, I think it was that. And then, but some of the lines just don't hit. The acting is really, really poor. I was just sitting there. I know it's for, like, probably for kids. I didn't realise that. Mm. I thought it would be a little bit more grown up and I thought it would be a little...
Yeah, well, come on now. You went and you knew it was a kids one from the get-go in the afternoon when you watched the cartoon.
Oh, well, the cartoon one surely is for kids. Yeah, do you know what I mean? That's fine. But, like, even in The Lion King when they're singing that thing with the Scar, it can be a little bit scary. Yeah. Like, it's a little bit spooky. This was crap.
Well, there you go.
There's my review.
Was subjected to this?
No, she didn't go to the cinema. Oh, just me. Okay. Just me. It was crap.
And sorry, I'm here for someone else. You know what I love about that song? It kind of reminds me of like a voice note you'd send to your friend after, you know, a night out. I was out with herself last night and the ex walked in. No.
Oh, was that
it's
what?
It's like a full stream of consciousness.
Emma Nolan's very good for listening to lyrics. He could be singing about a giraffe and I wouldn't know. I'd just
be
singing.
It's actually very emotional because he's saying, sorry, I'm here for someone else now. Mm. And then he bumps into the ex and he's like, oh, you
never put that together.
Listen next time. It's a great song.
I don't think I'm even able to be honest.
Yeah, there's a thing that we would be fans of here at the radio station. It's called music.
Yeah.
And maybe sometimes you might like to listen to it. I admittedly did not know what that song was like. I just thought it was like, you know, when you meet someone at the Spire for your Tinder date and you're like, are you here? Oh, no, sorry, I'm here for
someone else. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. You're listening to Spin Morning.
How are you doing? This morning on the show, we're asking, what is the band or musician or act that you've seen multiple times that when they're on tour, you go more than once and you'll see them every single time that they come to town, or you'll follow them to as many people are with Beyonce at the moment, because for the second time she's not coming to Dublin. So I think a lot of people went to London last week to see her. People are off to Manchester. Is she going to Manchester anyway?
I think she is there. She's there at the moment.
Yeah. So that's what we're asking. We're asking because my partner Dwayne, I was talking about it yesterday on the show, he started listening to the show a bit. Not that he wasn't listening to it before I came on. He's always been a huge fan. Mm-hmm. But he's got a very dad rock kind of taste. And I don't know if anyone knows this, but Stereophonics are on tour at the moment.
I love Stereophonics.
Do you really?
Dakota.
Yes. Handbags and Glad Rags.
The handbags and Glad Rags. The handbags and...
And... For 500 euro, can you name a third song?
I cannot.
No, nor can I.
So close yet, so far.
What was the Handbags and the Glad Rags was the one from The Office, wasn't it? So
yeah, but he's not even singing that. It's Ricky Gervais singing it, isn't it?
Have a nice day. Da, 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 da. What a tune.
Ah, they're great. Like, as in, I feel like I like them, but that's the extent of my knowledge is those three songs.
I wish that was a big song. I wish that was as far as it went with Dwayne. He, just this tour alone so far, has been to see them four times. Or wait, actually, I'll get it straight from the horse's mouth.
Oh, yeah, you have him?
I do. He's on.
I have seen Stereophonics this past weekend three times, and by the end of the month, it'll be.
Break that down. Explain your journey seeing them three times in the past week.
Well, if we're going the past week, I went to Liverpool first, and then I went to Belfast on Thursday, Dublin on Friday, and Cork on Saturday.
My God, there's no one. I don't even like you guys that much.
I know. Well, I should hope not. He texted me after the show on Saturday and was like, God, I love Stereophonics. I was like, I should hope so at this stage. You've been following them around Dublin for three, or around Ireland for three nights. And he saw them in Liverpool the week before, and he's seeing them in London next month.
What's he getting out of each trip? Like each,
is
he? Does he have a pal?
I'm like, is he just trying to get away from you?
Potentially. Liverpool, he went on. He goes to a lot of gigs on his own because, like, people aren't willing to do this with him. I've said I've been to see Stereophonics way too many times and I'm not going again. And he was like, Fiona, you've been once, and I went.
That's
to
too
see,
many times.
So he went to Liverpool on his own. He went to Belfast on his own. He went to Dublin with his mom, and he went to Cork with two friends, and he's going to London with a friend. But he just...
Sorry, I know that now that this is his thing, but has this been his thing in the past with Stereophonics?
Yeah, so he's seen them a total, he worked it out last night, of 32 times.
Wow.
That's just Stereophonics the band. Their solo endeavours. Oh, Stereophonics have solo endeavours, you might claim. They certainly do. Including all that, he's seen them about 40 times.
Wow! Oh my God!
He's the same with U2. He's been obsessed with them for his entire life. He's seen them about 20-odd times.
He sounds like the kind of lad who has his Oasis tickets, does he?
He's got the Oasis tickets. Okay. I'm going as well. I'm a bit nervous. And he loves a live gig. So we're asking you this morning, maybe you're not Dwayne levels of mentally ill, but is there a band or an act that you've seen, like when Taylor was here last year, did you go more than once?
Yeah.
If Beyonce is here, do you see her every time? I have gotten on board with Bruce Springsteen now. When he comes, we go every time, because I went once with Dwayne and it is an incredible show. So I will always go to that.
Or Garth. Sure.
Garth. How many times did you go to see Garth Brooks? Yeah. Any act at all? One Direction back in the day, did you always go? When Westlife shake off the Mamma Mia compilation and they're shaking their tushes down the protruding stage in their little sequins pants, do you go and see them every time? Let us know. Voice notes are great on this. 087-711-1038.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you know what? There's also potentially like a band that no one's ever heard of that you're obsessed with.
Could be
like
your fella's band or your girlfriend's band.
The nicer the better. That
could
you're
be
going
like
by
a random pub down in Kerry that you're like, have to go see them this Saturday. Yes. They're my faves.
What is the band or artist that you've been to see multiple times, that you see every time they're in town, that maybe you travel around the world to see? I'm asking this because my partner Dwayne has been to see Stereophonics three times in the last week, actually four. He went to Liverpool, he went to Belfast, Dublin and Cork, and he'll be seeing them again next month in London. Does he just not want to spend time with me, you might ask?
Yes.
I'm not going to open that can of worms for myself. He's been to see them over 40 times. So we're asking people this morning. We've had Sarah on.
We have indeed. Sarah, you've seen Westlife how many times?
37.
Oh, 37. Mother of God.
Oh, you gave Dwayne a run for his money
there. I didn't even know they played that many times.
Go on, what was the first time you saw them and how old were you? And tell us all about it, set the scene.
Probably about like 12 or something, probably. So and I kind of followed them since then, like, and I just went worldwide to see them, really.
Oh, you went outside of Ireland?
Oh, yeah, a lot of times. I went to Austria, France, Germany.
Asia.
Sorry, I can't believe Westlife went to Asia.
Back when they were big days, I suppose. You're talking like the noughties here, are you?
Yeah.
Good old times. And were you really sad when they kind of wrapped up touring for the long period of time that they did?
Yeah, devastating.
And what crowd outside of Ireland went the craziest for Westlife? Like, who were the maddest fans?
Probably
Aida.
They were like
loving them.
Really?
Super,
that's mad.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. 37 times.
Yeah, well, every other country was a bit foreign.
Oh, were they? They really? Weren't. They weren't giving the boys the love they deserved.
They're not as good as Ireland now, fairness.
No, no, you can't beat an Irish crowd.
Sarah, thanks a million.
Thanks so much, Sarah.
Thank you.
Bye.
Good luck.
Talk to you later.
Do you know what? There's a lot of people out there, I'd imagine, who have seen bands or artists or any act multiple times, but not of their own choice. Mm. My housemate, like, has seen Hosier, I think, about 10 times, and she doesn't even like Hosier.
Oh, really?
Her mate just comes down and stays with her every time Hosier plays any gig. So she comes to Dublin, she stays with her, in our house, and they go and watch Hosier. And I think Linda's just like, I can't do it again.
I can't do it again.
I've also seen Shane Dan Byrne, I'd say, about 4 or 5 times.
Ah, well, you'd watch him again and again.
It's getting to the point where I'm like, not even tagging him in my Instagram whenever I'm at a show, because I'm like, he's just going to be like, what a creep. Keane DeCrow, I've seen him like 7 times.
And do you shout along Shane's material?
I do the punchline before he does.
I was about to say, I saw Joanne McNally a few times as well, I think the same tour 3 times. And you're kind of like, oh, I remember this joke. Which is funny because I never have previously done a comedy gig more than once. Standing by there as well as Root, who is the band or the artist or the comedian you've seen multiple times?
We have seen, well, I've seen a lot of bands more than once, but Westlife is one of the big ones more than once.
Another Westlife stand on our hands.
You've seen Westlife how many times?
Go every time they come, me and my sister, and sometimes you drag a few more on, but I remember one year we saw the same gig 3 times in 1 week.
Oh my god.
If you were to add them all up, Ruth, do you know how many times in total you'd have seen them?
Oh god, 30-40 times at least. Now I'm bringing my own kids to see Westlife, so it's horrendous. My daughter's saying, but it's not.
It's a hostage situation. And who's your boy out of the lineup? Who's your guy?
Oh, Keane Egan's my man.
I
love Mark.
Keane Egan seems like a nice guy. I don't think anyone's ever said I love Mark. It's Keane or Nicky.
It's always Keane or Nicky.
Shane's right.
I would have been a Shane back in the day for sure.
Rude, thanks a mil.
Thanks, Rude.
No problem, see you later.
Good luck.
Bye.
Sorry to your child.
It's turning into like a Westlife stan account this morning. Can we broaden the horizon?
Yeah, move away from Westlife.
There's got to be someone who's seen another band multiple times. Yeah. And also, Keane Egan, if you're listening, please get in touch. There's a big fan.
Keane Egan, I don't know if it's a show, but I know Nicky Byrne does listen to this show.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Nicky, you were always my fave, babe. Sorry, no offense, Celia. Come here. If you have seen another band that's not Westlife, hey, if it's Westlife, we still support you. Do still get in touch. 087-711-1038. Voice notes as well.
As you say, it could be a singer, could literally be a comedian as well, could be a band that we've never heard of. Tell us. 087-711-1038. Get your voice notes over on WhatsApp.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
What is the band or artist that you've seen multiple times? We've been asking this because my partner Dwayne has seen Stereophonics about 40 times, including 5 in this last tour alone.
This is like mental. Like that's level of fandom that I've not really seen before. He's like the level of fandom where if he was on Twitter, he'd be making like edits of Stereophonics.
He leads a Stereophonics fan page.
No, he doesn't. How much free time does Dwayne have?
He's never off his laptop. You know, it's like there was 3 of us in the relationship. So it's a bit crowded. It's me, Dwayne, and his laptop. It's never closed. He's always doing something. I should be worried, really. But then I look and it's like looking to buy a Stereophonics mug from 1996 off eBay. So I'm like, I think it's fine. I don't think there's anything like really serious
it's
to
funny
worry about.
You He's mentioned this morning. And what has brought out of the woodwork time and time again this morning is loads of old school and passionate Westlife fans.
There's been a lot of Westlife.
And that hasn't stopped.
Hey guys.
This is Katie.
Hey guys. I have been to Westlife a number of times. I even flew home from London when I was living over there for the reunion tour in Croke Park. It was the final one, so I had to come home for that. I say I must have seen them about 15-20 times. I even shortened my holiday in Spain in order to stay and watch them. I know I have a friend and she is a mad Ed Sheeran fan, and she has travelled all over the world to see him. We actually went to go and see him when he first started at the iTunes Festival in London, and he was unbelievable. But unreal.
People are so dedicated. Lauren just got on this second. She said the Jonas Brothers, wait to this, 5 shows minimum each tour.
Five shows minimum each tour. Oh my God.
I went to New York City last week to see Nick on Broadway.
Ah, okay.
The kid in me never left.
Oh my God. I kind of love that. I respect it. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, and she, you know, she publicly let us know that.
And she sees his side hustles as well. It's not just about that. John said, hi guys, I've seen Robbie Williams 7 times, including in Amsterdam. We like when people travel because it shows that they're truly committed.
I've never been to a gig abroad.
You know what? I don't think I'd like to see a gig abroad. I really get into the whole, like, I don't think I could be like in Brussels and them to be like, hello Brussels. Yeah. I'd be like, oh no, I want to be like, hello Dublin.
And I don't mean to go across it. You did see Tom Grennan in Germany.
Yeah, I did.
And the crowd, were they very different to an Irish crowd?
The crowd went mild.
Yeah, okay, right. Yeah. See, like,
very
Tom,
chill.
For Tom Grennan especially, because Tom brings so much energy.
He's such a good gig, yeah.
I'm trying to think. I did go and see, it's so random, I went to see Swedish House Mafia in Amsterdam with my friend for her birthday years ago, and it was a pretty mad gig. Sylvia said, I have seen Picture This about 12 times and no one will come with me anymore, and it's much harder to get tickets nowadays.
Is it? Didn't they play it? Didn't the Picture This play like 5 nights at the Three Arena?
Allegedly.
That was crazy.
Who goes?
A few curtains were closed that day.
I've seen them loads. They're very good.
My worst and most dedicated phase, I suppose, started in probably 2017 and wrapped up probably in 2022. But my big phase was Dermot Kennedy.
Yeah.
Really?
I'd say I've seen Dermot maybe, I'd say somewhere between 10 and 15 times.
Wow.
From supporting Mumford & Sons to his own big gigs to his Olympia show. To this like random gig he did with a hotel chain in Dublin years ago.
That's gas.
I don't know if it was some kind of a press up situation, but yeah, I've seen enough of Dermot now, and I've hung up my hat.
Oh, you're over it. Like next time he comes, are you going to go?
I wouldn't be sweating for tickets, but if my friend wants to go, I'd go again. But I've kind of went through my level of delirium.
You wouldn't be massively excited, like.
No, but I have a tattoo dedicated to him.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
I do.
Did he do something to upset you that you don't want to go anymore?
I think I was like very emotional at the time, really connected with the music, and now I'm kind of over it. I think I'm fine now.
She didn't like him. The Lexapro did.
Dermot, thank you for the music.
She didn't like him, the Lexapro.
Not denying it.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're 100% correct.
Yeah, I got you.
Got it in one, David.
I think this week on the show, we're teaming up with Pringles to celebrate the launch of their new flame grilled steak flavour, which honestly sounds like a bit of pop open a can and bring the flame grilled steak flavour to your summer get togethers. Think steakhouse vibes, that classic Pringles crunch.
Do you know the problem is they're everywhere. I saw the delivery yesterday.
That's not a problem. That's a solution.
That is a solution.
It is.
You're dead right. There's a load of them. And I think they're all like being held for this giveaway because there's none knocking around the office.
They're not for us.
They're
for the winner.
See, I think they are for the winner, but there's like a can of 12 Pringles up there.
Yeah.
But they have like our manager who deals like prizes and stuff, they have his name on it, and I think that means that they're going out as a prize, but I'm like, can I just rob one?
There's a slab of Pringles. Imagine showing up to a festival with a slab of Pringles. You'd be the most popular person at the campsite.
Yeah, fact you would be. Listen, we have the Pringles tube bundle to win every day this week, and then on Friday someone's going to get an incredible upgrade. Someone's going to win an ultimate summer barbecue party kit. There's a top quality gas barbecue in there with your tools, very important, mind your hands, an outdoor lounge set and a Bluetooth speaker. Just a bit of crack this morning for getting involved. You've been WhatsApping us over the word Pringles to get on to play. And it's Jade this morning. What are you up to?
I'm on my way to work.
What do you do, Jade?
I work for a charity.
You work for a charity? Oh, very nice. What does that charity do, Jade?
They do housing.
Oh, amazing.
Okay. Well, you clap, but we don't know if Jade does housing for rich people.
Maybe she does.
She's a landlord. Yeah, she's a landlord. Yeah.
Classically, all those charities for rich people.
Classic,
you know?
Jade. Steals from the poor, gives to the rich. Isn't that it?
And Jade, now, speaking of housing, what's your back garden setup? Are you in need of an outdoor lounge set, perhaps?
Yes, I have a camping chair, and that's
something I need. Yeah, I have a dodgy camping chair. You know when the little armrests go falling off the side?
Oh, yeah, but you're still trying to commit to the game.
Listen, we would love you to win with Pringles today. Obviously, get you in that draw on Friday and win that Pringle Chew bundle today. Here is how this is going to work. The studio, I can confirm, is filled with 50 balloons this morning. And inside one of those balloons is a golden Pringle. The rest of them are empty. So it's up to you to choose who you want to do all the popping for you this morning. Because, you know, similar to Pringles, once you pop, you just can't stop.
Ah, is that why we're popping?
That's the idea.
I like it.
That's the idea.
I'm a big fan of that.
You choose who you want to do the popping for you. Myself, Dave, or Fiona. And basically, once the clock starts, the popper will start popping and the clock will stop when the Pringle is found. Yesterday, Sasha was on and she's currently top of the leaderboard with a time of 6.12 seconds.
Oh,
not too shabby.
To find the
golden Pringle.
The golden Pringle. So it's up to you. You choose who you'd like to do the popping for you this morning.
Dave Camp.
Oh, yes, Jade. Do you know what? I'm so happy. I usually hate when people pick me for things, but I'm so happy this because I have a needle in my hand and I'm ready to pop.
Oh, yeah.
Once you pop, you just can't stop.
You get it. It's in the name.
Dave is making his way over to the balloons and he will start popping.
Hold on. I just want to move a chair.
He just wants to make sure conditions are perfect.
Conditions are perfect.
Okay, Dave, on 3, 2, 1, start popping. He's popping crazy. He's popping. Oh my God, there's so many different colored balloons. Oh my God, he's like a maniac. He's popping like every single balloon. No, nothing yet. Okay. Nothing quite. Oh, there he is. On the clock. 10.6 seconds.
I didn't think there'd be that many.
There's so many balloons.
And is there only one golden Pringle in that whole 50 one. Balloons?
Yeah.
Oh, for God's sake.
Stop going.
Oh, God.
Listen, Jade, not to worry. You've won yourself a Pringle shoe bundles. You'll be fed for a while.
Nice one, Jade.
Lovely. Thank you so much.
Have a great day. Good luck and enjoy that camping chair.
And thanks for all the charity work.
Good luck, Jade.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye, 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 bye. If you want to win with Pringles, another chance on tomorrow's show. Same time, same place. Fully charged with Emma, Dave and Fiona here on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Rudimental and Khalid. I'm such a massive Khalid stan. I just love him so much.
He's so good.
Yeah. And I just was looking him up there to see what he's been up to when the first thing that popped up on Google was his date of birth. I am so sick of artists I love being younger than me.
I know.
Don't start because that's it. That you shouldn't open that can now because that's a
please don't say
dangerous.
It's 2000 or beyond.
It's not 2000, but he's 5 years younger than me. He was born in 1998.
That's the best football player in the world right now. Was born in 2007.
What?
2007.
Is he not? Is he potty trained?
I swear.
I'm going to get sick.
Is he 17?
No.
Crazy.
2007. Yeah. What's his name?
Yamin Yamal.
Sorry, if you're thinking of achieving something before you turn 18, please just
don't.
Consider your elders.
Consider fully charged with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Go in and do your leaving cert.
We'll be awful upset.
Get that done for first and foremost.
Please.
Yeah, good luck, by the way, if you're heading in.
Lamine Yamal, and he has the braces and all.
Oh, the little bit. Oh,
he's a cutie. Sorry,
he's only a baba.
Say that.
No, you can't.
No, he's 17.
No.
Yep, no.
Okay, let's go to traffic.
Move on, Emily. What's the crack?
1038. Dublin. Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station. Let's go!
Yoo-hoo!
Ooh, big summer blowout.
It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. What's the crack?
Good morning. How are we doing? Do we have any fans of coffee cake in the studio?
Yeah, big fan.
Really? Okay, yep. Amazing. So my neighbour, she goes to bingo on a Saturday.
Yep.
And her friend, who goes to bingo as well, always bakes her cakes. And then I get the cast-offs. And some weeks, it's carrot cake, which I love.
Cake.
This week it's coffee cake. She always knocks on the door and I'm like, what's it gonna be? What's it gonna be? This week it was
that's so sweet.
That is so kind.
She's the sweetest woman in the world, my neighbour. Shout out Maureen. I don't think she listens. And we know her itinerary off by heart. So on a Friday, she's very, very proud to tell us she does her big shop in Marks and Spencer's. Okay.
In M&S. Jesus, Maureen's doing
like
very well for herself.
I know. Well, I feel like how much she says it, maybe, I don't know. But yeah, so she does the big shop in Marks and Spencer's on a Friday. She goes to bingo out in Selbridge on a Saturday. And
does
that's
she
where
drive
she
herself?
Gets the baked goods. No, her husband, Liam.
Okay.
They go together. And then on the Sunday,
completely docks in this couple.
This is when they're not at home.
No, listen.
This is when their house is vacant.
She'll be gone for 3 to 4 hours now
I'll
on the Friday.
Watching. I will be watching. I stay home when the girls are out. And then on a Sunday, they go and visit Liam's sister Esther. No kids, never
what time?
Married. I can't say. But anyway, here's the coffee cake. So, do you want to? Can you do a taste obsessed because I've never had it.
You've never had coffee cake?
Well, I've had coffee cake, but not Maureen's friends from Bingo.
Sorry, can I just confirm what I'm eating? Did Maureen make this cake?
No, Maureen's friend
from Bingo
made the cake.
Come on.
Okay, she mixed it up.
I don't like eating like
oh, there's some kind of icing through it.
Food.
Yeah.
I'm not going to touch this now, Fiona. I'm sorry.
But you don't really like coffee. Or
how much do you want to
eat? I don't drink coffee, no.
Just go for it. Oh, sorry. It looks lovely.
It actually looks really good.
The carrot cake is incredible.
That is amazing.
Is it?
That is Maureen's friend from Bingo in Selbridge.
Well, there you go. You say that it got a 10 out of 10 on Spins Fully Charged and she'll go... What?
She doesn't even know I'm on the radio. I haven't been able to tell her yet. She thinks me and Dwayne are lazy because we work from home. I'm like, I don't even work from home anymore. But, yeah. But I'll explain the whole thing. She'll be delighted.
That is really good.
Is it really good? Because the really carrot cake is insane. Yeah. So,
Esther,
yeah.
Is it?
Esther is Liam's sister. No,
oh, sorry.
Kids, never
who's,
married.
Who's Maureen's
Maureen
friend?
Maureen is my neighbour.
Yeah, but who's Maureen's friend?
Okay, she's never revealed the name.
Oh! She,
a baker good, never
it's good to think keep
secret.
A few things private.
That's where we draw the line.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
What's
morning.
Happening?
I know how I'm coming across like an awful, I don't know what, but I'm gone again tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh yeah, do you know what? You are an awful, you know what?
Yeah.
You're awful.
Well
you're gone again.
Some, isn't as well for some I can't keep up with.
I know, but that's it now. That's my annual leave pretty
yeah,
much done.
Yeah,
so
that's you
know
what you mentioned.
You're the only constant in this world, Fiona.
I am.
Fiona.
Well, I have no life, famously, so I'll be here, girls.
Right, come on. Where are you going?
I'm off to Spain tomorrow.
God, how did you get that approved?
I know. Actually, fair play to Nick for letting me off with that one. Listen, I'm off to Spain tomorrow. My granddad lives over there. He's in a nursing home, and I haven't seen him. Now, I'm not just telling
all right,
story.
Wait.
Good
Liam.
Talk,
make
us feel sorry for you.
No. But I've been due a visit, naturally, and I thought to myself, why not go when I know... a bit of a crew are going anyway, and then I get to spend time with everyone as well. I mean, the nursing home has visiting hours for 2 hours a day.
Right.
There's a lot more time to fill across.
And you're not seeming to go to the nursing home in January when it's crap weather
no,
over there.
No, I think it's best to
he's
go now.
He's fine then.
Oh, he's crap. He's out doing slips on the beach. He's out Benson booning it up and down Alicante or wherever the heck he's
So, it gets a bit lonely in the summer.
The thing about it is, over the years, I've gone to the same village when my granny was alive as well to visit them. And it's normally kind of a quiet situation in terms of it's a tiny little village. It's very like Spanish. Like there's no tourists or really anything there apart from maybe some Spaniards in the summer.
I love when you come back from this village because you always have such bizarre stories. Yeah. Do you remember the time you came back and there had been like a local election?
And I thought it was a disco.
Yeah. Yeah, it was so funny. It was in the local hall. Emma thought it was a disco. Went and had the crack.
I went and had the crack and then was like, what am I doing here? And I was like, oh, it's actually a local election. Brilliant. Tunes were great, though.
Big
You're
far,
like bopping away
big far right, right party. Emma Nolan spotted.
Waving the flag.
So in the past, I've kind of to extend the people there, my grandparents were around, would be like my mom and dad might go for there for a week or whatever, and then I'd go separately with a friend or blah, 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 blah. And then my auntie has been living in Spain since she was 14, so she's married to a Spaniard, has two kids, blah, blah, blah. So... traditionally it would have been a small gang, but that group kind of widened last year because now this is a lot to get through.
Okay.
My brother-in-law's brother
right.
lives in America
right.
and his parents live in very rural Ireland, and he kind of was a bit allergic to coming home because it's a bit boring, so he kind of said, geez, I'd love to see us all in Spain and then maybe the two families could come together, and instead of him flying to Ireland and being bored in rural Ireland, he'll catch up with his family in Spain for 2 weeks.
Amazing. Sorry, your brother-in-law's brother in America has family in rural Ireland and he doesn't be buzzing to come home and live his PS I no. love you fantasy.
No.
That's,
so
okay,
look, I just want to walk
really
you through
arch.
The crew has swelled quite a bit.
We've been through this before, Fiona. Honestly, the best of luck keeping
okay.
up with this.
Okay.
Okay. I'm heading to Spain in the morning. Right. I'm going are myself, my boyfriend Jack and my friend Niall.
Niall. Jack,
over no. there at the moment are my mom and my dad.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law's name is Dave and he's with my sister Laura, and they've got two kids, Florence and Will. They are there at the moment.
Yeah.
Dave's parents are there. That's my brother-in-law's parents. Their names are Breed and Paddy.
Right.
And then Dave's sister is called Amy, but her fiance's going as well and his name is Sean, and they're there already.
Okay.
And then I have my auntie Joan, and then I've got my two cousins, Patricia and Eva, and then Eva's boyfriend Pedro's coming as well, just for a few days of the weekend. And then my granddad's name is Paddy, and then we get on really well with his carers. So that's Vicky and Julio.
No, not the carers.
Vicky and Julio will be coming for dinner across the weekend. And with all that in mind, I'd like you to tell me, in relation to everyone, Fiona, who is Amy?
Who's that?
Amy is your brother-in-law's brother's girlfriend, wife. or your granddad's carer. It could be either. But she's your brother something. Brother's brother-in-law.
She's my brother-in-law's sister. Yeah, very good.
Okay, very good. Cool.
And who is... who's one of the Paddies that isn't my granddad?
One of the Paddies is... No, I haven't. No.
Oh, I knew it was your... Now, that's not fair, because one is your granddad. Paddy, the guy's dad. The guy's dad.
My brother-in-law's
your
dad.
Your brother-in-law's dad.
Final one for now. Who's Pedro?
Pedro!
I'm Patricia, your cousin.
No, Pedro's your granddad's carer.
No, that's Julia. Oh, Julia. Pedro's my... Anyway, very
good. Come on.
Recharged.
Spin with Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
Good morning. What's happening?
Tuesday. How are you? Oh, my gosh.
What in God's name is happening?
You're right, hello.
Is that Dame Stuffy?
Hi. It is me, Dame Stuffy. Hello.
How are you, Dame Stuffy?
I'm grand. Jeez, you've had a... You're new. Have you got something done to your hair?
Why are we all acting like everyone knows what's going on?
Oh, you're new.
I'm new. I'm new around here.
My name is Dame Stuffy. Of course you know that.
Of course. You do, yes. Your reputation precedes you.
Well, very welcome. What's your name?
It's Fiona.
Fiona. Well, lovely to meet you, Fiona.
Thank you, Dame.
How are you getting on?
I'm better.
They're all right, aren't they?
Thank you, Dame.
They're
all right.
Yes.
May I call you?
Do you know, I thought I would come in and just surprise you of a Tuesday morning.
Sorry, it's the wrong time of year for you. It's not Christmas.
I don't just exist at Christmas time.
She's not Michael Bublé.
No, I'm not.
The last time we did speak Dame Stuffy was around Christmas time when I was doing my own boys and girls.
Yeah, we were.
I was trying to emulate
so
you.
Hard to forget that accent. I don't know. I thought to myself, it's been so long since I was on Dave that I would come and be on you today.
You know what I mean?
I just thought I'd pop in and see how yous were getting on with the new hire.
She's a nightmare.
She's lovely. Oh, she's not. You be careful now. You be out the gap, I'm telling you.
I'm still very much on probate.
Are you? Well,
so
lovely.
Please put
so
in a good
I.
word for me.
I don't know how that would go well for you, darling. I'll try my best anyway.
I know she is lovely, isn't she?
She's all right. Yeah,
she's great.
Right. You know her. You know what I mean? Yeah. But it's great to see you.
It's been a minute
since I was here. And I thought I'd pop in just for a little update because I've been a busy woman.
I was about to ask now. She's been a Sabrina Carpenter.
Sabrina
she's been
who?
A busy woman.
Well, I have. You see, ever since I did that television show, the phone has been off the hook.
What was the television show?
Prime Line. it was a tip line, mind you. I did a little show called The Last Minger, The Last Singer Standing. And it went so well. Do you know, I did it with RTE and it went so well. I came fifth, Fiona.
Oh, very good.
So for me, I usually come first. I do. But no, it's been grand. I've been doing adverts. Have you ever done adverts, Emma?
As in recording
ads? Yeah, an ad. Yeah, like proper ads for telly, not these stupid ones for the radio.
Yeah.
When you get paid the big ones. Well, I did an ad recently for tampons.
Oh.
I did, and they asked me to go in to an empty theatre, and I thought to myself, when is the next Dermot Whelan game? So I went into the theatre, and they wanted me to stand on the stage holding up the tampon, and the slogan is, we may not be number one, but we're up there. I got a few bob out of that.
Did you?
I did. So that's what I put the money towards my new show.
Oh, very good. You have a new show.
I have a new show. I'm coming to the Ambassador Theatre in Dublin.
The Coliseum of O'Connell Street.
The Coliseum of O'Connell Street.
Wow.
I'd want to see the pillars outside. But it's a fabulous... it's my first time doing a headline show there. And I'm coming, not only myself, but I'm bringing my live band with me. Who are all ex-serving Garda members.
Oh, my
God. Sorry. So they have their own handcuffs and I bring my own baton and we have a grand time.
Oh,
and you can pay to see this?
Well, I wouldn't do it for free. Okay. What do you mean, can you pay to see? Of course you can pay to see it. That's what I'm doing it for, money.
When is it?
Yeah, it's at the end of the 27th of June. I thought to myself, you know, people are so bleeding serious these days.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? They're so
serious
and people need a laugh.
Yeah.
You know, and you do comedy, so, I mean, well, you wouldn't experience people laughing.
That's not part of my deal.
No, but they do. Everyone's too serious and the news is so depressing and you have to listen to you on the breakfast show every morning. So I thought I'd spread a bit of joy in Dublin.
Yeah.
Bring a few laughs. It's on the Ambassador Theatre, 27th of June.
So,
I can't wait.
I must say now, Dame, it's quite clear why you burst into the studio. You're looking for a free plug, aren't you?
Yeah, free plug.
Yes, I am.
And what are the studios are you attacking this morning?
I'm going to go to everything. I'm on Pat Kenny shortly. Not on his show. I'm just going to have to sit on him. No, yeah. He's lovely.
Lovely.
You
what
know yourself, girls. You go with the man with the bigger nose. You know yourself. You'll have to cut that out.
You obviously love our breakfast show, but what do you listen to now, Stuffy? What's your favourite? favourite radio show?
Well, generally what I do is I record the best bits of radio I've heard during the week and I do them myself.
Oh, great.
And I do them better and I listen back to that because I feel if you're going to listen to something, you know, you better do it the right way.
Dead right.
You're right. You kind of rob everyone else's stuff.
I don't rob. I appropriate and adapt to the current situation.
Everything's stolen these days. So can you, with that said, can you give us your best Dave impression?
All right, bud, what's starting, are we? I'm Dave, I'm the most depressed person in the world, but I love breakfast radio.
Did you know, I think that's perfect.
That was you're from Galway. Oh, you're from Galway, County Louth.
I'll do that for 25 grand a year, I'll do that for you, no problem at all.
How many milk your cow?
Yeah, well, that's your own problem.
Do your best Fiona there. It's okay.
I know I was doing it. It's just silence. Because you never let her get a word in, poor girl. She's only in the door. She's terrified. She's dying to go downstairs to 98 FM. You look lovely in your blue kind of jumper. Do you look like you're going to mass?
I might be. That's lovely. After this. I need healing.
You'll need it. You'll need it. I'm telling you. Listen. Well, no, it's been a joy. And thanks for allowing me to burst into your
studio. Plug it one more time. Go on, Ambassador Theatre.
It's the Ambassador Theatre. It's the 27th of June. And it's going to be a great night. Live band, back-in singers, just great crack.
Where
and
can you can we
find
get
tickets? On ticketmaster.ie.
Oh,
what do we search for, importantly?
What James Duffy, live at the Ambassador.
Oh, very good.
With MCG, mind you.
Oh.
Yes, I know. I'm going up in the world.
MCG.
Me, Ma used to promote me. Now it's with MCG. Wow,
wow. And 27th of June. Is that the longest night of the year?
No, it will be when I go on stage, probably.
That's
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I apologize. Do you want to do that again? No, we let you have a joke. Let her have a joke, poor girl. Honest to God. Well, who do you think she is? Face short. Honestly.
Oh! I love it.
It's definitely a pleasure. We will see you at the Ambassador on the 27th of June.
Yay! Get ready.
Spin 103X Golden Tickets. We're sure you know the deal by now. We want to send you to Fortaventura for a week on your holidays, all with thanks to sunway.ie.
Our
hassle-free holiday.
I'm begging you at this point.
Company. William's on to give it a lash. What are you up to?
I'm about to drop my nephews to school there with my brother. I'm just listening on the car on the way home.
Go man.
Oh, very cool.
Very good.
So you're doing the school run. Okay, so do you have kids yourself?
Yeah, I have my own kid, yeah, but she's meeting a new teacher today, so.
Ooh. Oh, no way. Is she, because she's going to secondary school, is it?
No, gee, no. She's
sorry, no. William's
school.
A youthful king. I shouldn't be putting that kind of age on him. My apologies, Will.
Don't have a teenager, have a newborn.
Sorry now.
Right, we'd love to get you in your holidays. Have you been away at all this year so far?
Yeah, I actually went on my fourth family holiday this year, but I wouldn't mind another one now.
Yeah, is that right? Yeah, that's the way I roll.
Yeah. Hang with her.
All right, very good. Well, let's see if we can get you there. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before?
Yeah, I have.
You have? Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
25,
and
is it?
And it is. And do you know how many songs are going to play?
5.
That's it. 25 seconds on the clock. 5 songs and artists are going to play. Guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds and you win that Golden Ticket to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist that's on the song. All right, no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one, alright? You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song at any point, William, just shout the word swap and when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself, get ready for the next one. All makes sense, William?
Yeah, perfect.
And do you prefer William or Will?
Whichever.
Will if you're best.
Now, come here. Yeah. And does anyone ever throw in the Y?
Willie.
Yeah, that's my granddad's name. Yeah.
I love it. Very I have a friend called William.
They're not allowed to use that for me.
Yeah. Very good.
Best of luck to you, sir.
All right, let's do it. 25 seconds on the clock. William, where are you from?
Finglas.
Finglas. William in Finglas. Best of luck. 25 seconds and song one. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
As you promised me that I was more than all the miles.
No, I can't.
Stop the clock.
Who is that your brother with you? What's his name?
Yeah, his name's Craig.
Well, that's perfect. No bother. Craig can help you all you want once you're the one to give the answer. Okay, William?
You gotta come with me, yeah?
Oh my God, cute boys trip. Okay, 5 minutes, or five seconds that took you. About 5 seconds, right. 0.40. So you have 5 seconds left per song. Perfect.
Yeah, perfect. So we've 20 seconds left on the clock. Let's go for song two. William plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
I'm sorry I'm here for someone else, but it's good.
He loves slipping, as you just said it.
Benson Boone.
Yeah. Swap it, man. Swap it. Swap it. Swap it.
Swap.
Yeah, let's swap it out.
Okay, very good. Okay, no worries at all. That was Sorry I'm Here for Someone Else, Benson Boone. But we've reset the clock back to 20 seconds. So you're going to have a new song too, starting whenever you're ready.
Perfect.
Whenever
you're good to go, William?
You ready to go, William?
Yeah, yeah.
Here we go. A brand new song too. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Ed Sheeran,
Ed Sheeran, Ed Sheeran. Stop the clock.
Ed Sheeran and Ozzy Zam, you smashed it. Well, Craig did again.
Yeah, Craig's very good.
Who's Craig named after? If you're named after your granddad, who are the great Craigs?
My uncle.
Thank you. Craig, family. Love it.
All right, well, we're into song 3, William. How are you feeling?
Nervous.
No, you're doing great. You've got 13 seconds left for 3 songs. Not too bad at all.
I believe you can do it, William. Song 3, plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Benson Boone.
Perfect. There we go. Perfect. Good. Benson Boone and Beautiful Things, another absolute cracker from Craig.
Craig, not yeah, there for you, but I feel like you took a few seconds to relay that to us.
Yeah, yeah. So, William, as soon as Craig says it to you, you have to say it to us, all right? Because you're the player.
No, that's okay. Okay, so you're on to song 4. You've got 2 songs left and you've got 4 seconds, so that's 2 seconds per song.
Okay, not bad.
Craig's gonna have to pull up his socks here.
Yeah, so as Craig is speaking, you need to speak too.
All right, here we go, William. Right, song 4 then. Plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. I've been running
every day of my life. 3, 2, 1, high in the mountains.
Stop the clock.
Give me an extra 2 seconds there.
1 second.
1 second, half a second. What is it?
5. It's 1.5 seconds.
1.5 seconds. All right, here we go.
Well, you got that in 2. So
that was very good.
Craig. If you're driving, pull over, Craig, and get the phone between
you. Oh, yeah, we did.
We are into
songs. You are very relaxed for this scenario, honestly.
Okay.
I don't feel it.
Lads, we're into song 5. It's serious stuff.
How many seconds am I putting on this clock? 1.5 seconds.
1.5.
1.5. All right, here we go. Lads.
Are you ready?
William, song 5 on Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. And stop the clock.
Oh, my God. Fuck.
Damn it. Any idea?
Did you hear anything?
No. It's not either of them, which actually makes me happy for you.
Oh, thank God.
I mean, they're always a safe bet on a song like this.
It's Sigala. It is Sigala.
Yeah.
The song is...
Feels this good.
Oh my God. William and Craig.
David, get it. They're no, but Craig, honestly, I don't know what you were doing putting William on. Why did you not in?
Yeah. What's going on there? Craig, I'll tell you what, William, you don't mind it now, but Craig, you try to get back on at some point and take this all day off us. Yeah.
Lads, we'll send you out to my MC Cinema passes for the pair. You just have a boys' night.
Absolutely, lads. Have a great day, lads. Thank you so much for playing.
That was a great game. Yeah, thanks, lads.
Bye, good luck,
guys.
Get on to play tomorrow. The word golden in a WhatsApp. You're listening to Spin.
Check this out.
It's time for Fiona's final thoughts.
Let's go. Good morning. Thank you. Welcome to today's sermon. this morning, what I'm going to be talking about, it's a cautionary tale, words to the wise. Do not beep at the stop-go system. Never beep at the stop-go system.
What's the stop-go system?
The stop-go system. See, I worked in traffic. I was a traffic radio broadcaster and researcher back in the day. You know when there's like roadworks and there's a stop-go system? You're behind the stop sign waiting to be let through because the traffic has become one way.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't beep at that.
Okay.
I was at a... Okay, so I live in Crumlin. My sister lives in Dundrum. Last night I was going to visit her. If I want to visit my sister, I have to pass the rough and dangerous terrain that is Rathgar Village. Sometimes I don't know if I'm going to come out of it alive. Last night, there was a stop-go system. Do you remember when I told you the place where I find it hard to turn straight in Rathgar?
To turn straight.
It's a struggle. The pub, the 105 or the 108?
The 108.
Every time I guess it wrong. Anyway, there was a stop-go system there. I was at the front of the line waiting to be let through. And in Rathgar, people, they're in an awful rush, even at 7 o'clock in the evening.
Oh, it's a pain in the ass to get through.
No, it is now, to be fair. Someone beeped behind me and the man who was manning the stop-go system, he gave a look that said, Now you're going to wait.
No.
Angered the beast. The man who was manning the stop-go system was eating pistachios and spitting the shells out on the ground. And the pistachios were like an endless thread of them coming from his pocket. And he stood there and he said, I'm going to get through this entire packet of pistachios and you are going to wait here. Someone got out of their car and said, how long is it going to be? And he goes, 5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Five minutes is a long time sitting still on a journey.
And I know it wouldn't have been that long if that woman hadn't beeped.
Yeah.
Woman
drivers.
What
was she beeping at?
Because she wanted to go. She was like,
we all want to go.
Well, I don't want to sit outside the 108 unless I have a beautiful beverage in hand.
Or a pack of pistachios.
Or a packet of pistachios like this gentleman did.